Okay.
Dr. Kissinger, Mr. President.
Yeah.
President.
Hi, Henry.
Mr. President.
Yeah.
Ziegler is out of town, and I've talked to Jerry Warren.
Yeah.
He hasn't had a single press question yet. And the line I've tentatively established, subject to your approval, is that he was talking about South Vietnamese capabilities, not any particular plans.
That's right.
And he was just
very good
talking about abstract capabilities.
Yeah, hypothetical
things.
And not about American activities.
That's right. And if that's agreeable, that's what we're going to stick with.
Would you get Laird? Laird will probably be asked.
No, I got word to defense already.
How would Laird handle it then, or Hank?
Well, Laird would say
same thing.
Essentially the same thing. They haven't had many queries either.
Well, what this is, Henry, it's the devilish press again, just trying to take one little old word and hypo this thing. Henry, basically it's pretty much a defensive thing on their part. They are really must be up the wall, don't you think so?
Here they've been going, saying everything that we're bringing the Chinese in, that Laos would lead to a worsening of the situation.
That's right.
Now they see that that they got beaten back from Firebase 6, military activity is dropping again, just as we said it would.
Yeah.
And the China thing breaks. They're just out of their minds.
Don't you sense that in talking to them?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're just completely confused.
That's right. And they're off. Now, the line they'll probably take, it seems to me, is to come back at it in terms of saying, well, this is really just the Chinese people. I mean, this is that we'll get along with the American people and that sort of thing. But I don't think the Chi-Coms government will play it that way.
Oh, no.
I think the Chi-Com government knows that the American people can't do one damn thing for them.
They're playing for the big stakes, Mr. President.
Don't you think so?
And I've got two books full of initiatives we've taken, and if they press us, we'll just leak them all out.
Yeah. Oh, sure. They try to say that that this all happened because of their initiative and so forth, but it's really amusing to me, though, because it's while Mike is honorable, these other Democrats are not. The way they're all pandering around and now trying to run over there to China and so forth.
Yes, but the problem is they never recommended any of this, Mr. President. They can say whatever they want. This is yours.
And neither did the State Department either.
That's right. I
mean, we pushed them all.
The State Department was sort of crying around with recognition. And that's all.
They were all talking about what was really what you call a tactical, abstract thing, which was really unfeasible.
I showed Osborne that little note you sent me on February 1st, 69, and his mouth really dropped way open.
Yeah. It's too bad that wasn't in my handwriting. It was, but they copy it off, apparently, at that time.
Well, it's off tape, usually.
Well, I may have dictated it.
Yeah.
I may have dictated it on the tape.
Yeah.
That's right. But it came on with it. Was it to you from RN? Was that the way it was?
No, it's to Kissinger from the president.
Yeah, I see. Well, that's enough.
They know this isn't a fake.
He knows that...
He knows we wouldn't fake that.
And it indicated that we ought to... What was that one? That was the first one.
Well, it said, I want you to explore on a highly confidential basis how we can improve our relations with Communist China and, above all, how we can establish reliable private channels to them.
Good.
I mean, it couldn't be more explicit.
Yeah,
the press.
Good.
He said, you said, I want no publicity whatsoever.
Yeah. That must have really killed him.
Oh, God, his mouth really dropped about 6 inches.
Because I suppose that, you see, there's some of his mythology then is knocked out, and when he writes something else, he just has to feel he's dishonest.
They know damn well that on February 1st, 69, no State Department had gotten...
This is February 69, before the State Department ever even talked to me.
That's right.
Yeah.
This was February 1st, 69.
Which is basically 10 days after we were held.
10 days. That's right.
And I think it's very interesting that they...
No, I think of this one. Sure, the Democrats are going to start yelling now. They're going to come up with 50 hot gimmicks, but we're so far ahead of...
Sure. What they'll come up with, Henry, is why don't we now admit them to the UN? Why don't we recognize and so forth? Well, that's all premature.
Also, Mr. President,
we don't want to let that be the debate.
That helps us with the Russian game.
I think so.
Because if the Russians see that the Democrats are more hog wild vis-a-vis China than you are,
yeah, I hadn't thought of that, but it's true.
Then they have much less of an incentive to bring them in. They already don't trust them on the Middle East. Then if China, they also turn out to be a disaster.
True.
So I think my major worry is that if we get too eager, that the Chinese will start going back into a shell. And that's why the way you've played it, and
I agree.
That's where the Democrats can do damage.
I sure as hell don't expect to get eager at all with the Chinese.
Oh, no, you...
Unless the Russian thing drops. Then the Chinese may want to be eager. You know what I mean?
Right.
And we will, too. We can't just assume then, well, we'll wait till 1974.
Oh, no.
See,
oh, God, no.
This is one of those things where I don't believe... I think our Chinese game, Henry, should be played exactly as it's being played. Very cool and aloof, and yet the door's open. Now you walk in, kids, and it's your move.
Mr. President, I must tell you, honestly, I believe that we have a 30% chance, even if we play the Russian game, of having a high-level Chinese one next year.
Yeah. Well,
that may not have to wait till 70.
Well, we want to use it. We want it at the highest level, too.
That's what I mean. That's not at all excluded.
Let me say that the more I think about it, the envoy thing, if we're going to go, I think we ought to go at the highest level.
Well, I think the envoy could prepare for it.
It might, but in other words, it might take a lot of the zip out of it, too. You know what I mean? It's you just can't tell, and I don't know if there's anybody we can trust to send over there.
Right.
That's
a bit down the road, yeah.
All right, fine.
We need a reliable channel.